This is Rob Stewart Bale welcoming you to a program of organ music brought to you each week by the Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists. These concerts featuring organs and organists from the Boston area are specially recorded for these broadcasts. Today's program will feature the organist Michael Murray playing works of Johann Sebastian Bach and Charles-Marie Vidor on the Noack organ at the Church of the Redeemer, Chestnut Hill. Michael Murray, originally from Queensland, Australia, is organist and choir master at the Church of the Redeemer. He holds advanced degrees from the Longy School of Music. In addition to his duties as a sacred musician, he maintains a demanding solo recital schedule in the United States and Australia. Mr. Murray opens his program today with a Fantasy and Fugue in G minor, number 542, in the catalog of Johann Sebastian Bach. This fantasy, noted for its spiraling modulations, deceptive cadences, and enharmonic changes, makes it one of Bach's boldest harmonic creations. Here's Michael Murray playing the Fantasy and Fugue in G minor of Bach on the Noack organ at the Church of the Redeemer, Chestnut Hill.
Thank you.
Michael Murray has just played the Fantasy and Fugue in G minor of Johann Sebastian Bach on the Noack organ at the Church of the Redeemer, Chestnut Hill. The organ we're hearing today was built in 1989, with upgrades completed in 2004 after acoustical renovations were made to the church. It has 41 ranks of pipes spread over 3 manuals and pedal. Michael Murray concludes his program with 2 movements from the Symphony No. 5 of Charles-Marie Widor. These 2 movements are the 3rd, Adagio, and the 4th, Toccata. Music of Charles-Marie Widor will now be played by Michael Murray.
Thank you.
You've just heard music by Charles-Marie Vidor, two movements from his Symphony No. 5, played by Michael Murray on the Noack organ at the Church of the Redeemer, Chestnut Hill. Today's program was recorded, written, and produced by Martin Steinmetz, and this is Rob Stewart-Vale inviting you to listen next week for another program of Music for the Pipe Organ.